This is the Hits Radio. I am Will Manning. It is a very special day because I'm joined by the lovely Foxes.
That's lovely.
Thanks.
Special day.
Just welcome you to the Hits Radio studio.
That just feels so lovely and welcome.
It's been a while since you were here. What was it you were here for? Let Go For Tonight.
I was here for that single, yeah.
And now you're here, you're back with another new song called Holding On To Heaven. But I don't want to talk about that just yet. I want to talk about something a bit closer to my heart and your heart.
Okay.
I don't know if it's closer to your heart
cake.
Than your actual song. It is Cake, yeah.
You're going to talk about Cake?
So was that a bit predictable?
Well, anything, if someone says I'm going to talk about something that's close to your heart, you know, it could be anything. It could be your mum.
Yeah.
But no,
it's always Cake.
It's Cake.
I'm just checking that is still a thing. That's still
I
happening.
I don't know what to do anymore because I've made it a thing. And now it follows me everywhere I go. And, you know, it's lovely and everyone loves a bit of cake. And I do love cake. But, you know, there comes a time where you just can't eat all the cake.
You can't eat all the cake. It's true. I have that problem.
You love cake then?
I am obsessed with cake.
Really?
Yeah. And I just wanted to know what your favourite type was. Like, if I wanted to really impress you, what would I have to buy you? What type of cake would I have to get you?
I think that red velvet cake is probably a very, very special cake in life. And I only discovered it about a year ago. And I did. And I was just blown away. I just felt like, you know, it was all the cakes in one cake.
Yeah. You were late to that party.
That's how it feels.
That is my favourite cake as well.
No, it's not.
We're going to get on just fine. Yeah, it's going to be great.
You're a guy. So I just feel like guys have it so easy. I feel like they can just eat cake and, you know, it just doesn't go on them.
Oh,
I
with
turn
me it does.
Into human cake.
Most celebrities would be like, oh no, you know, really watching you weigh, really conscious of what you look like in public and stuff. You're just like, yeah, give me the cake, I'll eat it.
Yeah, I just think that people should embrace food more in life.
Embrace the cake.
I just think food is happiness, and then why are we denying ourselves happiness?
It's true. It's so true.
It's fine. Everyone just needs to stop worrying.
You're a food philosopher.
That is such a good name for me.
You are a food... Add that to your Twitter bio. Food philosopher. Quote me on that. Now, it's just been your birthday, the day of cake.
I'm having a party for my birthday, so yes, as you do
on
birthdays.
Have you got a mega superstar guest list to this party?
I don't really see them as celebrities, they're my friends.
It's Beyonce and Jay-Z coming?
Yes.
Right. It's going to be a big affair. It's a big affair. Who is the biggest name on this guest list?
No!
Come on!
No!
Just do a bit of name dropping.
They're all equal,
of course.
I feel like I've invited people, but they're probably not going to come. On my dream guest list, I feel like Eminem should be there. That would be fun.
That has to happen.
Yeah, let's just...
Can you put a phone call in about that?
Might be able to.
Get the management on that one.
Bit of Katy Perry.
I think
she's busy. Do you know what the problem is with celebrities, though? They're busy.
That's true.
So they can't... They're just not, like, you know... It's quite hard to be a good friend when you're a celebrity.
But aren't celebs always up for a party? Because I've never really been to a proper celebrity party. I've sort of, like, wormed my way in, and they're like, what the hell's he doing there?
Yeah, but it's a bit boring because everyone's looking at everyone.
I was going to say, what are they really like? Is it just people checking each other out, going, what the hell's she wearing, and all look at him and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And then, especially if they're really big celebrities, and then it's just like you can't even have a conversation because they're just paparazzi everywhere.
Yeah.
So you're like, hi, yes, yes, and then posing, and then so it's a bit weird.
So it's just schmoozing, isn't it, really?
It's not really a party. It's not really real, really. But I'm having a characters from the 90s party.
I was going to say, is there a theme?
So yeah, there always is.
So what are you going to be?
So I'm on the hunt now because I'm working right up until the day. So I'm trying to find a gold, like, massive dress so I can be Belle from Beauty and the Beast. And then my friend's going to go as the
Amazing.
Beast.
Amazing. All right. Incredible. Are you going to set that together?
Yeah. But there's so many good things. Like, when you think about characters from the 90s, there's, like, Uma Thurman.
There's a lot.
Like, all the Friends characters.
Yeah.
Clueless. Naomi Camp, you could go as one of the supermodels. Like, it's insane.
For some reason, the Rugrats came into my head when you said 90s.
Rugrats. I mean,
could
I
go
was
as Tommy, just in a nappy.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to go as Belle because it needs to be an outfit I can make in like an hour. So I don't really
It's not going to happen, is it?
It's not, no.
We should actually talk about your song, Holding On To Heaven. We should probably do that after this on the Hits Radio. I am a freedom. Thursday afternoon across the UK, this is Will Manning on the Hits Radio, joined right now by Foxes. I want to talk about your new single, Holding On To Heaven, out on May 4th, this Sunday, in fact.
Yes.
Now, I was a bit... Right, I'll be honest with you, Foxes.
I'll be honest.
Because basically, I absolutely loved Let Go For Tonight.
Okay.
Like, to the point where I was like, can I play that again? And they were like, no, you've got to stick with what's on the list.
Oh, so you but did I, like one of my songs.
I was obsessed.
Good.
I was absolutely obsessed.
Yay.
And then they were like, okay, we've got the new Foxes song to play today. And I was like, oh, is it going to be as good? Is it going to be as good?
Well, yeah.
And it is. It is as good. I kept you in suspense.
That you were going to be. Oh, see, I like honesty, though, but that's so good.
Yeah, I equally love them both. So I'm ready for the album, which is also coming out in May, isn't it?
May 12th.
May 12th. So we'll play the song. Just tell us quickly what Holding On to Heaven's all about.
Okay, well, in the video, there's two of me, and I flip upside down occasionally. And really, it's about. I'm going to get really deep now.
Go for it. Go and get emotional.
Well, I think the idea for the video is really sort of, you know, what it's based on, and it's sort of about, I guess, the relationship you have with yourself. In the video, I'm sort of trying to chase happy me, and whereas sort of depressed me is just a bit like, oh, yeah. I can't deal with this. This is so depressing. And then I'm having a great time upstairs. I think it's just trying to, I think we all have two versions of ourselves, and sometimes you can be your own worst enemy. And really, that's what it's about.
Let's get it on. Could you do the honour of introducing it on the Hits Radio, please?
Yes. Hey, I'm Foxes, and this is my new single, Holding On to Heaven.
Katy Perry, Dark Horse. This is the Hits Radio Thursday night. I'm Will Manning. Tonight's special guest is Foxes.
Yay.
I paused for the yay. Woo. Now, a lot of our listeners right now, Foxes, are going through a pretty rough time. They're doing. GCSEs, they're doing A levels,
you've
got coursework to do. So we're like doing revision hits to keep them going throughout the day. We're playing big songs and stuff like that. How do you fancy doing some of the questions that these guys have to answer right now in 60 seconds?
This is going to
be... Some GCSE
questions. No, I failed so miserably.
Did you? I was going to say, were you good or not at school?
I never thought this day would come again.
It's happened.
I can't believe this.
When you come to the Hits Radio, you're put under the pressure of doing GCSE questions.
This is the end.
Are you up for the challenge? 60 seconds?
Yes.
Yeah?
I'll do it.
I mean,
it's going to make the whole country feel so much better.
About themselves?
That's,
okay.
Trust me.
Okay, it's going to get tense when I play this as well. Are you ready?
Oh, no.
So 60 seconds to answer as many GCSE questions as you can. Foxes, here we go. Time starts now. What year did the Second World War start?
I've no idea. Second World War...
No help.
39.
Okay. How far away from the sun is the Earth?
Oh, God. I don't know, a really, really long way away. Longer than we think. That's what I put.
Nice and scientific there. What is the capital of Australia?
Sydney.
You're getting these down, aren't you? We're seeing if they're
right. Is that wrong?
We'll tell you after. Isn't we'll it? Tell them wrong. Well, there's no confer. Right, in an exam, you can't confer.
But you can
it's
cry.
It's the same rules apply here at the Hits Radio.
Can I just say something? Can
Go
we
on.
Just pause it for a second?
Go on, we'll
this
pause.
Is what happened to me in my science exam. I had a panic attack
what,
in the middle of
going,
it and cried.
Do you know the answer to this?
I cried in the middle and they took me out.
No way.
Yeah.
Because you were actually crying.
I just went, I can't do that. Yeah, but maybe that's not
okay,
very inspirational for people.
No.
Yeah.
Don't cry and don't confer. Or you will get chucked out like
don't
foxes.
Don't worry about it, though. It's only...
What is photosynthesis, foxes? Do you know?
Oh, that is... Oh, I do know that.
You got 12
seconds.
That's
something to do with, like, the moist... What? It's the windows. I just
so
remember
good.
Being inside.
I've got one more second. Okay, time's up. Right, we were taking the scores. How did she do?
She did all right, you know. I think there was a bit of cheating going on.
There was a lot of cheating going on.
But 1939 was the correct answer for the
Wow.
World
I can't
War
believe
II,
I got
yeah,
that.
That was good.
So well done. Your second answer, the sun,
yeah,
was a long way away.
That's right.
I think we'll give her that because 93 million miles
is a long way away, to be fair. It's true.
That's really
yeah,
far.
It's true. Capital of Australia.
Is Canberra.
This is the one that catches everybody gets caught out with this one, to be fair. It's Canberra.
That's a funny one then, isn't it?
What is photosynthesis? I don't even know the answer to this one.
Well, the thing is I do, but it's far. I'd have to dig really
deep. You'd have to go way back in your memory to find that one. It's in there somewhere.
There's a lot in there. I just don't know.
Fox has said that it had something to do with windows and moist.
Is it not?
No, it's actually the chemical change which happens in the leaves of green plants. It is the first step towards making food.
What a way to end the interview. Thank you so much.
With the meaning of life.
With the meaning of life. Good luck for the single.
Thank you.
Good luck with the album called Glorious.
It's
out on May 12th. Yep,
thanks for having me.
Thank you, Foxes.
Bye.
You can see something in the way I've tried to show you.